Ladies and gentlemen, children's ministry pastors, leaders, and volunteers, it's time once again for another episode of Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and his faithful sidekick, Gus. On this week's episode, Carl and Gus chat with Awana's Executive Director of Global Training, Larry Fowler. If you have a passion for equipping parents to be the spiritual leaders of their children, make sure you listen closely to today's episode. Now, let's join Carl and Gus as they talk with Awana's Larry Fowler.
Firmly Awana stands, led by the Lord's command.
Hey, Gus, you still know the Awana song?
Man, I will know that song until I am singing it by the crystal sea.
Well, Gus, that's wonderful. We are excited today to have Larry Fowler on the podcast with us.
Larry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Gus.
Oh, man, I am so excited. I love Awana. I have been in Awana for years. I have my Timothy Award and my Excellence Award and several notes home to my parents to work on my behavior.
All right, Gus. Well, you know, here on the Children's Ministry Podcast, Gus and I often like to have fun with acronyms.
Oh, we love acronyms. We even have an acronym for acronym, a crazy riddle of nuggets yielding meaning.
Well, that's wonderful. I think we get that in about every other podcast. Well, Gus, did you know that Awana is an acronym?
What are you talking about?
The name of Awana, the Awana Club, the AWANA, is actually an acronym.
No way!
It is indeed. It's based on 2 Timothy 2:15.
Wait, I can guess. A witty and nitty nifty acronym.
No.
Okay, let me try again. Airplanes will always need airports.
Well, that's true, but that's not what it is.
I know. Apes will accept no applause.
Gus, you're way off.
Okay, how about this? Another Weezin, animals need affection.
Weezin?
Okay, well, I kind of was on a stretch there.
Well, I think Larry can probably help us out here, Luke.
Be calling me Luke. That's your son. You getting your puppet and your kid confused?
No, I'm not.
I hope not.
Let's let Larry tell us what Awana stands for.
Wait, Larry is a wise and neato administrator.
Well, you're really rolling off with these. Larry, why don't you straighten Gus out here? What does Awana stand for?
Well, it's the words, approved workmen are not ashamed, and it's taken from the key ideas of 2 Timothy 2:15. And that's been a real key verse for Awana for a long time. And so that's the origin of the word Awana.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, I got an idea.
What?
Why don't we use an Awana acronym to be the structure of our interview here with Mr. Larry, sir?
Okay, I guess so.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right, you go first.
Okay, the A will stand for about. So can you just tell us a little bit about Awana, maybe for those three people in America who have not heard of Awana?
Okay, well, our passion in Awana is to reach children with the gospel. We are first about evangelizing children and sharing the good news that Christ died on the cross for their sins with them, giving them an opportunity to trust in Christ as Savior, and then to take them and disciple them, not only as little children, but really all the way through their growing up years.
So there's like a couple of different clubs, right, that the kids come and join?
Yeah, there's actually opportunities, both clubs and programs, to be involved all the way from age 2 through age 18.
Now, the 2-year-old club is one of your newest.
Yeah, it's called Puggles. And it is for 2-year-olds or 2.5 to 3.5, kind of right after they're out of diapers. And we just launched that last year. We're getting just phenomenal reviews back. People seem to be saying this is not only just exciting because the little kids can start to learn some very, very simple Bible truths, but also it's really engaging the parents. And parents are responding really well.
Yeah, and I know the next one. It's we are Awana Chubbies, we're eating all day long, we eat because we're hungry.
Gus, it's
well,
not
you Awana. Got you almost got it right.
Awana Chubbies, I don't think the leaders would appreciate being called chubby leaders. It's Awana Cubbies, and that's for ages.
That's for the 2 years before kindergarten. So okay. It's basically 3 and 4.
Oh, cool. And then it's Sharks for Jesus.
Sparks.
Sharks to bite the world, we are. Sharks for Jesus. as we eat each boy and girl. Okay, Gus, yeah. I'm going to put you back in the bag here. It's not
Awana
Sharks.
No, Gus, if you got your Timothy Award in Awana, I'd like to hear some of the verses maybe, that see how you quote the verses.
So you better be careful,
see,
Gus.
Yeah, you're not doing quite so good on the Awana songs here.
Yes, and Larry has the power to take those awards away from you.
Okay, I'd be really good.
I'd be really good.
Okay, I'm really good.
It Sparks. It Sparks is next. And we've just completely redone our Sparks program. We've upgraded it and revised it. We are committed to making things new and fresh, and we do that just every few years with our materials so that they are not outdated. And we've just added some just incredible tools into the new Sparks update, and that's rolling out this fall. Churches are just getting the stuff right now.
Wow, they could be on the cutting edge of the new stuff. And then after Sparks, they move up to what's the Boys and Girls Clubs?
TNT is for elementary ages.
TNT, that sounds explosive.
Truth and Training, it is explosive.
Woo!
And then after Truth and Training, Trek is our junior high program. We don't call it a club. We transition to much more of a youth ministry feel.
Yeah, because they want to be cool in junior high.
High school is, yeah, you got to be cool. And then Journey is a high school program. Same thing about it.
That is so amazing. Wow, that is so cool. And but you don't stop there, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. Let me move here to the W, because Larry is a friend of mine. I've been blessed to know him for years. We're both here local in the Chicago Northwest suburbs. And I love getting together with you, Larry, and hearing your heart. And not only have you been a huge influence to me when I was a children's pastor and in evaluating my ministry and thinking on a higher level about how I run a ministry, the Rock Solid Kids book, which every children's pastor should have read and be familiar with. And if they haven't, they need to run off and get that. But I just want you to know, I've appreciated you as a personal level, even as I have shared with you at a personal level, things from my journey with Christ, and you have been a blessing to me and to my marriage. You're a guy who's a deep thinker and who really thinks things through. I am on the far pendulum of being a practical leader. I'm very quick to how to do it and what needs to be done. And what I like about you is you've really challenged me to swing the pendulum the other way and to think hard and long about why we do what we do and what it is we're actually trying to accomplish. And that you need that balance. Some people never get around to doing anything because they're just busy thinking. Others, are so busy doing, they're not thinking about the whys. And you've helped bring balance to me.
He has brought balance to the force.
All right, cut it out. And so I would just love to hear you share with our listeners, what is your passion? You know, what is it that drives you? Because Awana is an organization that I believe really does both. It works hard at the whys and then implements it at a level of excellence that is so rarely seen.
Well, I appreciate, Carl, I really appreciate you too. I'll say I really value my friendship with you as well. And the blessing that you've been to me. I want to tell you, I haven't been called a deep thinker too often. But I think most of the time when people think of deep thinkers, they think of maybe the more educational theory, deep thinking, or maybe deep thinking in terms of academics or psychology or something like
that. Yeah, like yawning? You give deep thinkers a good name.
Yeah, kind of like yawning. I really hope that I'm more of a deep thinker in the sense of a biblical thinker. And that really reflects my lifelong passion as much as anything, and it actually reflects why I wrote Rock Solid Kids, is I have really wanted to make sure that what I do reflects biblical truth, not just the content, but the design of what I do. One of the things that has been guiding us for a number of years here is another acrostic. So, Gus, this is for you. Okay,
another
acrostic. You ready?
We're gonna love
this one. This one is based. BASED.
Okay.
Got it. It's very simple. Based. And based really guides my thinking about how I do ministry. The B stands for biblical truth. The A stands for application. Got that?
Yeah, application.
S is for specifics.
I wish I could write this down, but I can't hold a pen.
Okay. Well.
I'll remember it.
Yeah, maybe Carl can help you. E is for equipping, and D is for discipleship. And often in ministry, we end up with materials that are a lot of SE without very much BA or very little D.
Children's leaders could actually take the acronym and use it to apply to evaluate any ministry that they're doing. Is it biblical? Run through those again. Is it biblical?
Okay, first one is biblical truth, and that is, so what does the Bible say? And then the A is application, which answers the question, so what should I do? And then S is specifics. In other words, how do I do it? That's the how-to.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Everybody loves how-tos, especially children's ministry workers. They just love how-tos. We love S's. We also like E's, because E is what tools do I need?
Oh, yeah. Like puppets.
So we're just all over S's. Carl loves S's.
Oh, yeah. He's got a warehouse full of them.
In fact, Gus, I think you're an E.
Yes, for excellence.
You are. You're an E. But often we really leave off the D. We just don't get to the D, which is, will you show me how to do it?
Ah.
That's discipleship. But really, this acrostic can be a way of looking at stuff. We don't want stuff that's just BA, just, you know, Bible truth, here's what to do, but then you never follow through. So that really reflects my passion.
One of the things I really appreciated about Rock Solid Kids was the biblical basis. And as I taught through that book with the parents in our church, it was very exciting to be able to start with the Bible and say, here's what the Bible says. And you just have a gift, Larry, for pulling things out of there that are not a stretch. I mean, they're obvious once you hear them, but it's so obvious that you really have started with the Bible and said, what is the Bible's blueprint, but not left it there. In fact, Gus, if you don't mind, I'll jump to the next letter, and I know that you have another...
Yeah, that starts in the letter A.
Another book.
I was going to do that one. Another book. You have another book, right?
Yes, you've got a brand new book that...
You've got a sneaky advanced copy.
Yes, some people who went to the Children's Pastors Conference and went to a breakfast with Larry got to get an advanced copy. And I hear that is now out on the Awana website.
Yes, it's out on the Awana website. You can get it there, and then it will be in
the
bookstores.
It's about raising Joseph from the dead.
Version beginning in October.
No, not,
I'm sorry?
It's not from raising...
I thought it was from raising Joseph from the dead, raising him up like the Titanic.
No. Sorry about that. It's called Raising a Modern Day Joseph, and Gus was talking over you as you explained that it's available right now on the Awana website, and in October, published by David C. Cook, it's going to be available even wider. But tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, how do you raise a modern day Joseph? What in the world does that mean? Joseph has an iPhone.
Well, the book is really about a vision to raise modern-day Joseph. And at the beginning of the book, I start by saying, well, you know, what is the most difficult moment of parenting? And just in very brief
potty training
explanation, yeah, there's something more difficult than potty training. And this is a moment. I'm not talking a period of time. I'm talking, what's the most difficult moment? And I think it's when we finally... release control of our kids. And for many parents, that's sending them off to college. It's the drive home from the college dorm, or it's the drive home from the military bus. But it's that moment when you realize that your work as a parent is essentially done. That's just emotional. I've been through it. Carl's still too young. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he can't understand.
But
he
will. He will. Gus, he'll get it sometime. But it's made more difficult if you're not really sure if when your child goes out on their own and they're at that university or whatever, wherever they're at, if you're not really sure they're going to make wise decisions in life. And all of the research that is out today, done by so many different organizations, are all telling us that our Christian young people aren't making real good decisions once they get out of the youth group and away from the church and away from home. And in fact, many of them are actually abandoning their faith, at least for a while. And that's a real, real concern to us. And so we're saying, you know, let's set up a model. It's one thing we can do better than what we're currently doing is to have a target or a model to shoot for. And we think that the Old Testament Joseph is just a perfect model or target to go after.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it.
Yeah, very good, guys. You know, it's really true that a lot of, I know when I've heard you speak before, you've talked about how children's pastors often are only thinking, maybe 6 weeks ahead in their current kids' church curriculum, or maybe they're thinking a year or two ahead. They really need to be setting their aim much further and be asking, you know, what do I want this kid to have accomplished and applied to his life and ingrained into his character by the time he leaves high school. And that might mean, oh no, working with a youth pastor?
Yeah, you know, there are several things that we can do better. And I don't think the curriculum is necessarily one of them. We have more curriculum than we've ever had in the history of the church. And yet our results aren't getting that much better. And to me, the answer isn't a new curriculum, but it's doing a couple things better. One of them is to be more focused about the end product. Well, the end product in children's ministry is not a sixth grader. We're the first part of a process that includes youth ministry, and it absolutely includes the home as well. And the product is, what are they going to be like when they leave home? What do we really want our children to look like when they are in their mid-20s or late 20s? What do we want to be able to say about them? That's the end product that we really have to keep in mind.
Now, in your book, you go into great detail, not only outlining the situation and even some of the discouraging stats, but really laying a blueprint for the church of some themes that can be emphasized by the church as a whole, the Sunday school, the Awana, even the parents, perhaps even the pulpit, to emphasize these themes as throughout the era. And there's five of them, I believe, right?
Yeah, we want to lay down not a life map that is so detailed that only a curriculum writer would use it, but rather something that has some big nuggets that no matter what curriculum is being used by the church or in the home, there is a focus that will help parents be a lot more deliberate and children's workers as well and youth workers in the raising of kids. One of the things that's so amazing about the story of Joseph is in the narrative of Joseph, there are five times where he speaks of God. Well, it's actually six, but one is kind of a repeat in content. Five times that he speaks of God, and when taken in chronological order, the thing that he says or the principle that he talks about actually becomes a guide age group by age group in the development of a child.
And, okay, run down those really quick. What are those five themes?
Let me just real quick just give you the first one. The Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you had a young married couple come to you and say, what's the first spiritual truth we should really drill into our kids? According to Proverbs, it would be the fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, Joseph's first conversation that he has where he mentions God is when he's being tempted by Mrs. Potiphar. And in that conversation, he demonstrates that he has a respect for God's authority. And so the first big nugget, or I call it the first life thread, that you really work on with preschoolers is to teach them to respect God's authority. That's what fear of God is. It means awe of God, a reverence for God, a real respect that God is who he is, and we need to submit to his authority. That then forms the basis for everything else that you teach kids. But in preschool age group, that's where you start, teaching respect for God's authority, and then it goes from there.
So in the raising of modern day Joseph, it goes through each of those emphasis. They're each just wonderful, and they're age-targeted, and they're just a theme that can be just hit on in different ways from different sources, so the kids just keep continually getting those messages built into their lives, so that when they face some of the same situations that Joseph faced, being in a foreign country, being removed from the security of family and church, per se, that they'll be able to stand strong too. Hey, I want to ask you, Larry, because I'm eager to have our listeners hear about it. RN,
are we sticking to the acronym?
We're sticking to it. The N is, you know, what is new and exciting from Awana? And I know that there are some exciting things being developed beyond just what you already do an amazingly awesome job of with the kids.
I think they got some stuff for adults now, too.
We're adding something called home base. We are absolutely convicted that, of course, parent involvement in the spiritual training of the kids is a must. We're going to add a parent element. We have been doing that quite a lot in Awana, but one called home base, where we are adding a position in an Awana club called home base director, and that person is responsible to connect with parents, network with them, encourage them, love them, and do everything they can to get the parents to be involved in the spiritual training of their kids. And this year, we're piloting it. We're trying an extensive pilot. We're asking 1,000 churches to join us to pilot this.
So if churches would like to be a part of piloting this home-based program, they can go to your WANA.org.
Go to WANA.org, and they'll see on the right side a link to home-based.
Oh, wonderful.
And they can find out more about there.
Well, you know, that's just fantastic because whether you're an Awana commander or a children's pastor, no matter how passionate you are about trying to hook in with the parents and encourage them and provide them with resources, you know, it's still something you're doing on the side because the nuts and bolts of daily, weekly ministry has you already probably even perhaps overwhelmed. And so to give a dedicated person who focuses solely on that is just a wonderful idea. And I just want to mention one of the things that Awana has been doing, and I understand you've got 4 books done, that you're creating adult versions of the kids' books so that a leader or even a parent could go through the same verses and the same content, in essence, that the kids are, but at an adult level with some deeper background and actually be, you know, memorizing the same verses with their kids. And I just think that is incredible.
Yeah, that's called a Bible-based series, and yeah, it's exactly what it does. If a parent wants to understand at more depth what it is their kids are going through, that will do it.
Well, that's cool. Hey, Gus, you wanna take the last A?
Okay. Let's see. I know. I want to know how to find out more about Awana and Larry's Rockin' Books.
Awana know? That doesn't start with an A.
You what? Hey, look, 60% of the word Awana is the letter A, and I got all the A's. So anyway, I just want to know.
Well, they can go to Awana.org, that's right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just real simple, Awana.org.
Well, Larry, I really appreciate your time, and I hope that any leader listening to this will get the Rock Solid Kids book.
They can buy it on Kidology.
Or they can buy it anywhere they want. And really look at the biblical basis for what it means to give kids that rock solid foundation that they'll be able to stand strong. And I'm really excited about this follow-up book that you're doing. That really lays strategy of some emphasis that can be easily implemented and creatively implemented throughout the children's ministry, in fact, throughout the church, so that hopefully we can turn this trend and help more of our kids stand strong when they leave the home. So we are also thankful that Awana has partnered with us for the Kidology University this October.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate your friendship a lot.
Hey, will you, you just keep rocking and writing and staying in the Word, because you're having a huge influence on children's leaders everywhere, and ultimately, only God knows how many kids' lives have been impacted by your deep thinking. And you are a deep thinker, but you give deep thinkers a good name.
Well, thank you very much, Gus. And Larry, I look forward to a round of golf with you soon.
Yeah.
All right, take it easy.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Children's Ministry Podcast. Time is running out for you to get your $20 from Gus. To get your $20, all you have to do is register for a 3 or 4 day pass to KidU this October. When you register, just enter discount code KidUGUS. Discount code expires August 31st. You can find out more about KidU, including other trainers and speakers, by logging on to Kidology.org. Make sure you subscribe to Children's Ministry Podcast via iTunes, so you never miss an episode. Until next time, see you on Kidology.org.